No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 11th day of April 2019. I'm David Brown. Happy Thursday, one and all. And thanks so much for spending a bit of your Texas time with us. We're so grateful. The events of today in London brought to mind something that happened here in Texas about a year and a half ago. It was a conference at the Clements Center for National Security at the University of Texas at Austin. There were a lot of big names, former ambassadors and the like, but the keynote was the man who's now our Secretary of State, then CIA Chief Mike Pompeo. He confessed that after years of confronting adversary nations, the U.S. had yet to develop a way to deal with intelligence services that were independent, but could nonetheless do great damage. The New York Times reports now that shortly after Julian Assange was arrested in London today, the U.S. unsealed a criminal complaint against the former WikiLeaks founder, one count of conspiracy to hack a computer, not the espionage charge some expected. Still unknown whether or to what extent the U.S. is any more secure in an era of non-state intelligence actors whose numbers and interests go way beyond those of WikiLeaks. Closer to home, here's a little thought experiment. Think of the last time you heard of a Texas Republican advocating a tax increase. Wait. Try this. Think of the last time three Republicans, including the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the Speaker of the House, said they supported a tax increase. There's more to this story, of course, and Ben Philpott knows it. He's senior editor at our home station, KUT in Austin. How you doing there, Ben?
I'm thinking George Herbert Walker Bush.
Are you thinking that?
Texan, mostly Texan, who proposed a tax increase.
Yeah, at first he said, read my lips, as we all remember. But I'm trying to think, here in Texas, though, if you're a Texas politician, I guess the ideology is you don't ever call for a tax increase, and yet here we have three top Texans doing so. Why, and what's the catch?
I think it's quite clear that it's because property taxes are less popular than Congress and like getting a tooth pulled. Property taxes are the most vilified thing that our state government does, I think you might say. At least that's what I think a lot of voters believe. And so it's okay if we're going to increase this sales tax by just a tiny bit to help pay down those property taxes.
We should spell this out for people who have not been reading the papers or listening closely. What is it exactly that that Governor Abbott and his colleagues in the House and Senate are calling for?
It was a short paragraph summary released yesterday, but basically it is a 1 percentage point increase in the state sales tax. So an extra penny per dollar that you buy in exchange for lowering property taxes. And I believe this is specifically pointed at lowering local school property taxes. And, you know, there's a little bit of math. I talked with some people who follow this a lot at the Capitol. It looks like this 1 cent increase could bring in just under $6 billion a year.
Okay.
So, you know, whether or not it does exactly that and exactly how much of that, although it looks like yesterday they were saying all of that would then go to property tax cuts.
Well, now this gets to a larger question that sort of started way before this session, and that was the top lawmakers said that they wanted to do a couple of things. They wanted to get more money for schools, but also lower property taxes, and there's a tension there. So it sounds like this may be a way to relieve the tension. That is to say, you're going to come up with a new stream of income, which would then be distributed to school districts to use if in fact, all went as planned?
It goes into the compression of and the lowering of a local school property tax. So it's additional money from the state so that the local entities don't have to raise the taxes to pay that. And essentially, you talked about tension. There was an initial proposal that was supposed to be up in a committee hearing this week and ended up not being, that had a sales tax increase, but the money was going to be split a little bit. It was going to partially go to funding schools, increased revenue for schools, and to a property tax cut. Some conservative groups in the state and conservative thinkers from across the country didn't like that at all. Said, no, we're talking about increasing school funding. Let's stop talking about that and let's start talking about lowering property taxes.
Okay. So whenever you start talking about instituting new taxes, people start analyzing it in terms of, is it progressive or regressive?
Yep.
And as I understand it, if you have more people, regardless of income, paying an extra penny on the dollar for sales tax. Sounds like it's more regressive. The wealthy basically stand to benefit those who can afford housing in Texas, which continues to rise.
Right. Yeah, that is the argument that, you know, everyone has to buy clothing. Everyone has to buy shoes. Everyone has to buy, you know, things you get at Target. But you buy a house or you rent an apartment based on your income. You know, the more you have, the bigger house you can buy. And then, of course, the assumption is maybe the more property taxes you can pay. But everyone is going to Target and buying those products. So, yes. And there was actually an analysis. So we talked to someone from the Center for Public Policy Priorities, which, yes, is a progressive state policy think tank focusing on low-income Texans. But they said that through the comptroller's own analysis, that a tax like this would only benefit 20% of Texans, and those are people making over $150,000 a year and over. And the rest of the state, it would have an adverse effect.
We're out of time, but there's no proposal on the table yet, as I understand it?
No, they have to pass a property tax bill that would hope to slow the growth of municipal property taxes first. Then they can tackle this.
Ben Philpott is senior editor at our home station, KUT in Austin. Ben, thanks so much for the explainer.
Thank you.